This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday criticized U.S. Attorney General William Barr's handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. House Appropriations Committee Chairperson Anita Lowey said Barr's summary of the Mueller report, issued last month, appears to draw the most favorable conclusion possible for the president and raises more questions than answers.
All we have is your four-page summary, which seems to cherry-pick from the report to draw the most favorable conclusion possible for the president. And in many ways, your letter raises more question than it answers.
Barr testified on Capitol Hill for the first time since advising the nation that Mueller had not uncovered collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia to sway the 2016 election. The report was neutral on whether the president had obstructed American justice. Barr says he wants to make as much of the special counsel's report public as he can.
I do think it's important that the public have an opportunity to learn the results of the special counsel's work.
He says he will release the redacted report to the public within a week. Israeli voters are deciding Tuesday whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains in office after a decade of power, casting ballots in a national election that has become a referendum of sorts on their longtime leader. Netanyahu is seeking a fourth consecutive and a fifth overall term in office. He faces a stiff challenge from retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose blue and white party has inched ahead of Netanyahu's Likud in polls. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Algeria's parliament named an interim leader Tuesday to replace former President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who resigned under pressure last week. Abdelkader Ben Salah is a key ally of Bouteflika and the leader of parliament's upper chamber. He addressed members of parliament on Tuesday. He says, "I am required by national duty and the Constitution to take on this heavy responsibility with the help of God to be able to make people's demands and interests concrete." A protest movement that drove Bouteflika out after two decades in power had demanded the ouster of the country's entire political hierarchy, including Ben Salah. Protests continued Tuesday as police fired tear gas and water cannons at student demonstrators gathered in the capital for a seventh week. After a fourth day of protests, activists in Sudan say at least 13 people are dead in the capital of Khartoum, bringing the death toll to 21 since the weekend, including five soldiers. Police used tear gas, rubber bullets, and fire to disperse the crowds. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
This is the sound of gunfire heard at a protest in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Tuesday morning. According to witnesses, it's the Sudanese security forces firing warning shots into the air in an attempt to disperse anti-government protesters. Over the weekend, thousands of demonstrators lined the street outside the defense ministry and have been camping since then. Sudan has been rocked by months of small but persistent protests that were sparked by bread price rises and cash shortages. The demonstrations later turned against President Omar al-Bashir, a former paratrooper who has been in office since 1989.
That was Reuters' Francesca Lina. Bashir has refused to step down and said his opponents need to seek power through the ballot box. He is being sought by international prosecutors for alleged war crimes in the country's western Darfur region. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on all parties in Libya to immediately engage in dialogue to reach a political resolution to the conflict there. In his statement late Monday, Guterres offered UN help to get the dialogue started. His comments come after forces loyal to military commander Khalifa Haftar acknowledged responsibility for an airstrike that hit the only functioning airport in Tripoli. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.